You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant topics and conversations about today's ever-changing financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and today we continue our Top 2 Tuesday program talking about some investment advice. To accomplish that goal, we've invited Christopher Phillips from our wealth department. Christopher, welcome to the show and tell us a bit about yourself.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Christopher Phillips with the bank since 2016, so going on 6 years. I have spent the last 20 years in the estate planning area, graduated law school from Valparaiso School of Law in 2001, worked at an estate planning firm, and during that time is when I really fell in love with financial services. When you work in estate planning, you work with a lot of different advisors, financial consultants, and it was through that process of working through clients' estate plans and working in conjunction with their financial advisors that I really found this to be fun work, interesting work, exciting work, and ultimately being able to work with that client to achieve their financial goals and objectives in a way in which they want to do it. Helping clients plan, prepare, and prosper, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 odd years.
So it's interesting. I gave you the opportunity to introduce yourself and you went to how you're helping clients. And I think that speaks volumes because you didn't focus on, I lead the wealth management department, which is what you do. That's your role here. Tell us a bit about your role, a bit about what the wealth department does.
Sure. As you said, I do lead the wealth management group. We have two sections of the wealth management group that work together to help achieve clients' goals. We have the investment management arm, which includes a variety of services there. So in the investment management arm of the group, we help clients build portfolios to achieve their financial objectives. In addition to that, we also, because we are in 1976, the people at the bank had some vision and we were able to receive our trust exemption so we could offer trust services. And so we've been helping clients serve as the trustee of their trust since 1976. And we do this quite well. And what's great about having a trust department is that we act as fiduciaries for our clients, which means we step into their shoes. And it's the highest duty of loyalty that the law recognizes. And so we take that very seriously. And so we help people once they've passed away, and sometimes even before they pass away, carry out their wishes in terms of where their assets are going to go, whether it's to their children, to their grandchildren, to charities, or a combination of both, in the way in which they've designed it. So that's the second part of what we do. Another section of our wealth management group is our private banking arm. And private banking is an invitation-only product where we provide concierge services to those clients meeting certain qualifications. And so we have two private bankers that help us do that and looking to expand that.
So let's build on that that investment arm. And what we've done in preparation for the show, you have some pointers. Markets are crazy. The world is kind of in a strange place, as far as economies go and values of currencies and all that. Lots of things going on. I think right now is a really great time to share with our clients from somebody who's experienced, somebody who knows what they're doing, and somebody also who operates from a position of trust. You mentioned the fiduciary relationships that we have. So this is not just experience talking. This is knowledge and trust and that experience. So you've got a couple things that you wanted to share with us today. So let's start off with number one.
Yeah. So what we're going to share today are just the five common mistakes that we see made in the investment area. The first one that I want to talk about is simply not planning. So not setting goals, not setting objectives, understanding your own risk tolerance. What risk are you willing to take? And to be open and honest with that, it's really fun to talk about, earning 9-10%. Return year over year. But the reality is that the markets don't move in straight lines. We currently see that. We forgot that And that we've been reminded in this last year that the markets don't move in straight lines. Part of that conversation about risk tolerance and what risk you're willing to take helps your advisor, helps yourself understand how do you want to divide those assets in terms of asset allocation. And so when I say asset allocation, when I'm talking about how much exposure to the portfolio are you willing to put in the financial equity markets versus how much exposure to the fixed income side or the bond portfolio side of the portfolio. A common mistake that we see is the lack of diversification. People get really excited maybe about a local company, or maybe they get really excited about one particular sector of the market, and they're all in. And so really, it's important to diversify that portfolio, both from a company standpoint, but also from a sector, and also from a global or international perspective. Once you've had these conversations with yourself, it's really important that you document these notes or these thoughts, and we prepare what's called an investment policy statement. If you do a quick Google of an investment policy statement, you'll see some very simple ones and some very complex ones. And we have a combination of both. Sometimes for large nonprofits, the investment policy statement can be quite detailed. But for individuals, often it's just a couple page document that you have sort of put on paper your thoughts as it relates to these things. And what this does is that as the market begins to move, as it has in the last year, you can go back to this document and it serves as your governing document. So you know how you want to act in these times of market volatility. So it's a combination of both, you know, writing down what you have thought through, but also using that document then to create discipline in the practice of investing.
So this first point, it falls back on, you know, everything, whether you're buying a house or whether you're looking at your career. I know it's cliche, but if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. So would you say that kind of carries over to in the world of investing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly right.
Where is a good place to get information about that kind of planning that we would need to do? So how do I go about setting up a plan? Where do I start?
Well, I think the first thing that you want to do is to have conversations with professionals. We oftentimes, there are some people who like to do their own investment, and that's totally fine. I would encourage even those people that have their own strategy and they're implementing their portfolio themselves. Use people, use resources available to you. Talk to financial advisors. We at CMB Wealth Management would love to have that conversation with you.
So I think, you know, we're really close to the end of what we have time for today. We only got through one. This is so important, though. We're going to continue going forward. But I want to kind of tag on that. You mentioned it's important for our listeners to seek financial advice. And yes, again, you said that some may be very comfortable with what they can do themselves. But if somebody is listening and they want to get a hold of somebody from our wealth management department, what's the best way to get a hold of somebody from our team?
Call direct to our customer service line at 517-439-4300. Ask for someone in the wealth management department, and they will get you up to someone who's available, and we'll have that conversation.
Christopher, thank you so much. We're going to have you back again for our next show, but I just wanted to close out with our show today, telling our folks thank you again for joining us for the CNB Community Corner. So you can hear us every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6:15 p.m. We're going to continue to share that relevant financial information about today's financial world. This has been part of our Top 2 Tuesday program series. I'm Steve Kuiper, branch manager in Adrian. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, senior marketing specialist. And our special guest today has been Christopher Phillips from our wealth management department. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.